If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you be careful of the heat out there. This heat index is dangerous, and even for healthy people, so beware as we have a couple of more days of it going. Another week coming up, another great week. Anytime you love what you do and you feel well, I mean, how much better does it get than that? And joining us, as he often does, Michael Heller. He is the president of VeriBank, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C. The website is veribank.com, involved in bank ratings and research. And he's here to continue the discussions on what a lot of people have informed me as news to them. Well, it's been news to me, too. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I knew all about this. I really didn't. But it's been a great education. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Stu. Thanks for having me back again. Just for those listeners that haven't heard us in the past, a quick overview that we are a bank rating and research firm. We can tell you how financially safe your bank or credit union is, and we do that from a guaranteed no conflict of interest because no bank has ever paid us to rate them.
That's important. No conflict of interest. It's like going to a financial planner who gets commissions from specific companies, and he recommends these, or a broker who has, you know how this game works. This is, it's neutral. You'll get the facts as Michael sees them, as his bank sees them. And speaking about how the industry is doing, Michael, how has the performance been for the first quarter of this year?
Well, assets for the industry are almost $17 trillion. That's T for trillion. Of that $17 trillion, about four institutions, the J.P. Morgans, the Wells Fargos, the Bank of Americas, and Citibank Nationals, represent more than $7 trillion. Dollars of that $17 trillion. Now, we are seeing a concerning trend in that more risky loans are being made, and we classify risky loans as commercial real estate loans, which have been increasing over the past couple of years. When we look at the data for the quarter ending March 31st of 2015 versus March 31st of 2016, we saw an increase of over 11%. And then again, from March of 2016 to March 31st of 2017, we saw an increase over 9%. Another category that we follow, construction and land development loans, for those same quarters, March to March, for the last couple of years, we've seen an increase of more than 12%. And, however, 16% and 12% respectively for those two quarters. Yet the reserves that banks are supposed to keep that anticipate loans that are expected to default are not keeping pace with those previous categories. In fact, they're not even close. Again, looking at the last couple of quarter comparisons for March of 2015 and March of 2016 and 17, we saw these reserves actually go down a little bit, just under a third of a percent. And then more recently, we saw those reserves go up a little less than a percent. So it's concerning that those types of loans, which everyone knows are a riskier loan, they carry higher interest rates, but yet doesn't seem the banks are keeping pace with reserving for potential loan defaults.
Now, I know you're not in the business of making these judgments, but do you see us in danger of another real estate bubble?
I would say a cautionary indicator is that we're starting to see in the off-balance sheet items of the banks that report their securities, where they package these real estate loans and sell them to Wall Street, that there's an uptick in those as well. So we are concerned that we're heading down that same path again. Now, we are seeing quarterly net income rising, and yes, capital levels are up, but if the underlying underwriting models are flawed because of potential loan defaults, these positive indicators are just masking and temporizing what's inevitable.
Compare the performance of the entire country with the performance here in the Northeast.
The Northeast is these trends of these commercial real estate and construction loans are actually a little bit more aggressive than the national rates. However, the reserves to account for embedded losses have picked up over the last year a little bit. We still don't feel that it's a comfortable level, but it's certainly better than the national averages. But again, the pace is not on track with the degree of the increased lending that they're doing.
Give us the tie-in between the number of brokers using the ratings for a due diligence report. And also, I want to make this a two-part question, and how financial professionals will benefit by working with a bank safety rating firm.
Let me address the second part first, and that's our system provides any financial money manager, that's advisors, CPAs, broker-dealers, with a combination of protections. Since we've never been paid by banks to rate them, these fiduciaries reduce or have their professional liability risk mitigated. And since our rating methodology is actuarially based, we have a model. We don't call up banks and ask them how they're doing. So there's no arbitrary information that gets into the ratings model. They can look at our track record and pick the actuarially based risk level that they or their customers are comfortable with when choosing the banks they place their CDs or money market accounts. Now, I know, you know, in the last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, CD rates have not been very good, but for those people that are focused on conservative and very safe investments, our service can help, again, mitigate those professional liability risks because no banks ever paid us to rate them, and our ratings model has been vetted by several insurance companies. So because it's actuarially based, they know there's no potential for conflict of interest, and there's a tremendous track record of performance.
Yeah, you know, did you want to address the issue of the broker-dealers using their ratings?
Yeah, a number of broker-dealers come to us because they can create a due diligence report that they feel adds value for their clients' liquidity portion of their assets. So together, we often custom design for their clients when they place these funds for them to give their clients the high-level view, and if they want details, we can provide them with the details behind the ratings, but a high-level view of where the funds have been placed and the ratings that we've assigned and what the level of risk is that the broker-dealer or the advisors have chosen as a minimum level of risk that they'll accept.
All right. Any closing comments in the last minute that you would like to make?
Just that if anyone is concerned about the safety of their bank or want to know whether their bank really fits their business model, we can help them understand that as well as our unbiased ratings and research can put their minds at ease at the level of risk they've assumed by dealing with that financial institution.
All right, and the website is verybank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C, verybank.com. You've got nothing to lose. You'll get cordial treatment, whether you choose to use the service or not. It's an important one. We're all apprehensive every day about whom we can trust, and there is no fiduciary interest in your personal activities or anything. This is a company involved with objectivity. And Michael, I have to say it's been a pleasure. We look forward to having you back.
Well, thanks for inviting me on, Stu. And as you suggested, be careful of the heat today. It's going
to
be
all cool. Right. We're going to move on to segment two, and later on in the show, talk about leadership. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me this screaming.
All right, the late Arthur Conley, he died about a year ago, and that's that ranks up there with my favorites. Hey, this is my taste, you know. I love it, and with the emails I get, I'm glad I'm sharing this with a lot of people. I've really gotten almost no negative comments about this music, and it's just nice between segments to loosen things up. Jeff Sessions agreeing to testify. Donald Trump agreeing to testify. And you know, we can't get Susan Rice or John Brennan or any of those low-life, lying scum to have the same thing, but it's really being pushed and pushed and pushed. There's a big difference here. Jeff Sessions is a seasoned 71-year-old prosecutor with an extensive history in Congress. Our attorney general is well-informed with the laws and is not likely to be baited into making stupid statements that could be incriminating before a committee. Now, it's like being on the stand for a lawyer. It's the same thing. You can be innocent, and boy, you know, you can word something the wrong way or have something slip out, and that leaves you subject to many cases to prosecution. Scratch my head every day. Every day. It's so hard to believe. Conclusion before I tell you about what I'm talking about is I don't think Donald Trump listens to anybody. And if he's going to have a downfall, and there's no reason why he should for everything he's doing, but he's creating it himself. Here he was last week on the White House lawn saying he'd be happy, 100% willing to testify. I don't care how guilty you are. I don't care how innocent you are. I don't care how sophisticated you are. You don't want to go on the stand. You know, you just don't want to do it. And he's a novice in some ways. He's got a whole battery of lawyers. Obviously the guy's very smart. But there's not much sophistication when we look at Donald Trump. And it's just coming back day in and day out to hurt him. I hope, and I already know, that legal counsel and close personal associates are begging him not to do this. Now, I don't know whether he'll ultimately do it because the man is so unpredictable. You know, you can come on here and do a radio show and say, hey, look, take a look at his past history. Take a look at her past history. You already know what's going to happen, so there'll be no bluff. That's not the case with Donald Trump. We don't know what's going to happen. He could change on a dime in 5 minutes. Now, does it bother me? Do I care? Yeah, very unpresidential. On the other hand, look at what this guy is doing, what he's accomplishing. And, oh, yeah, all you self-righteous hypocrites out there who own or are in the stock market, 53% in the market. How you doing in the market, by the way? And where do you think you'd be if Hillary Rotten Clinton were running the country? Do you think we'd be up over 21,000? This will never be admitted. It will not come out. And this, if you look at something and say, these are the conditions we have to live under, let's forcibly change them. And the odds are not great. These are the conditions we live under. Let's ignore them or work around them. I'm going to ignore them or work around them. My wife and I were out with friends in some huge, huge mall last night. Walking, just taking a walk. Because it was too hot to do it outside. And my friend, who is very unsophisticated, I hope you're listening, Bill. Great guy, dear friend, knows zero about politics. Zero, except to find a way to kind of dig the knife in when it comes to Trump. He did it when Obama was president, for anybody who opposed Obama. And here's the sensible thing, and this is my advice for you to do out there before you end up in a fist fight on an airplane or an argument in a restaurant. He started to lead up to baiting me with some negative comments about Trump because it's not within him to say anything positive. And as soon as he said it, I said, Bill, end of discussion. And I changed the subject. I'm so proud of myself. I said, you want to come on the show? You call in. We'll debate it. He's like every other progressive coward. When it comes to a face-to-face battle, they're not going to do it. But if you're listening, Bill, I still love you. No more politics. So, Reince Priebus, who, you know, he is a tough prosecutor, and he's smooth, and, I mean, I'll tell you, he's impressive. But Trump is finally getting smart. He's giving Priebus until July 4th to clean up the White House staff. Well, wouldn't you say it's about time somebody did this? It's about time. We have so much conflict out there and so many difficult decisions. We don't need it from within. I want to see that White House cleaned out. I want to see some of the key positions that haven't been filled. But I also want to see Donald Trump stop playing these games about the tapes he may have, about James Comey. Either you have them, if you don't, you have them, you say you're going to release them, or you're not going to release them. This kind of behavior, to me, is... it's just in poor taste, whether you're a president or not a president. And he is his own, he's absolutely his own worst enemy. So even though there's no way he's listening, if I were you and I were running this country, and I think I can give you some great advice on this one point, maybe nothing else, stop addressing these personal issues. Stop going after the network. You know what the best way to treat someone is? Ignore them. Ignore them, President Trump, and keep doing what you're doing because the word will get out that you're accomplishing a great deal. That's my advice. It's upon deaf ears that I gave it. We got Jim Thompson, MD. It's true. We'll be right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, again, the great Jimmy Dorsey, and we are back right now with a subject that we cannot abandon, and the whole world seems to be in chaos, and I guess you can look at it one way and say, there's no leadership, or is the leadership centralized and for purposes of self-advancement? Well, we're not going to cover that exact part of it, but joining us is Jeff Thompson. He's an executive advisor, Dr. Jeff Thompson, MD, an executive advisor and chief executive officer at Gunderson Health System, and a pediatrician, author, and speaker on building a mission-driven culture. He's also, and this is a key phrase which really describes what he does, he's a values-based leader. The name of the book, Lead True, Live Your Values, Build Your People, Inspire Your Community. It's published by Forbes Books. And Jeff, if I may call you Jeff, it's so nice to have you on.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Stu. It's always fun to talk on radio with people that are very interested in how we're going to build our next generation of businesses and communities and make it successful for everyone, not just a few.
This is not party affiliated. I think it should be ingrained in all of us, instead of being tossed around as a political issue. But for some still out there, there seems to be an incongruence, a distinction between doing what's best for me and my business and my family, as opposed to helping others, using the information and the tools and the success we've had to helping others to build a better socially conscious world. Is that gap starting to narrow?
Well, I think it's starting to narrow in some places. I think people are understanding that the choices that were set up in the past that were a either this or that are just not true. You can do multiple things. You can be successful. You can compete. You can grow your business. And you can be socially responsible. You can treat your employees well. You can do both those things. It's what's going to distinguish extraordinary organizations from mediocre, is that you can do both of those things. It isn't an either-or choice.
Jeff Thompson joining us here. Jeff, interesting. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Jeffrey Immelt, now former chairman and CEO of GE, who has given you a sterling endorsement on this book. I want to use him as an example because he's been in the limelight so often. I'm curious, and I think many of my listeners are, as how you rate him on that scale. Number one, I'm guessing in terms of leadership, very high on the scale. Jack Welch has been on this show many times, and I think that's unquestionable. What are the different leadership styles that perhaps he conveys other than Jack Welch, and how do they fit in today's world? He's just stepping down.
I think Jeff is taken on a very big, complex job over the last decade to try and keep GE modern, new, competitive across the globe in so many countries, in so many different product lines. It is a massive undertaking. I think he has done it in a way that has set the company up for success for the long term. It is not easy to compete in that many areas, and most of us have the luxury of being able to focus and try and compete in a fewer areas. I think Jeff has set a tone of building people from within. I think he set a tone of looking across the globe for innovation and new markets to build. I think he's also set a tone to try and build with those countries, not at those countries, that he's tried to say, how do we work with the developing nations so that GE does well for the next decade and those countries do well. So it's back to doing both. So I think Jeff's worked to try and do that for really quite a long time, and he's been very successful.
Kind of a multi-component question here, which you're not supposed to do on radio. How do you define leadership? What distinguishes your book from others in the marketplace? And why don't I just have you do those two?
Okay. Well, I think leadership is what happens when you either given or you ask for responsibility. And one of the things that I think distinguish great leaders is they don't fall into the trap of imagining that it's an accolade to rule, but it's a responsibility to bring their organization, their people, and their communities forward. I think leadership is more of a responsibility than a position of power. What I tried to do is fill a gap that I felt was out there and needed. There's a lot of books on strategy and growth and how to beat the competition. There's a lot of talk now about ego-based or financial-based leadership. I think there's an opportunity to tell stories, inspire the next generation of leaders, let them know that there are many people in business, in government, in education, and in healthcare that have found ways to be very successful, to compete in very difficult markets, and still live their values, surround themselves with people that live those values, and be able to build cultures that attract the brightest and the best of our next generation.
How is this book broken down into what areas? How did you outline your thoughts and put them in paper?
Right. So I outlined it around the idea that first you have to get a grip on yourself. That what does it take to lead with your values? It takes courage to take a stand. It takes discipline to follow through, and durability to put up with all the bumps and the criticisms and all the things that go on. So you move first from your own, managing your own self, and then moving out to your organization. How do you build the people in your organization? How do you develop a culture, intentionally develop a culture that will live those values and deliver on its promises to its community? And then out to the community, how do you find partners in the broader community that are willing to help you be successful, help you do the things that you need to do for your organization, but also do it in a way that it serves the greater good of the community. So I kind of grew it out from taking care of yourself, your people, and then your community, and showing many examples, stories of how that happened across the country and of course, with our original organization, the Gunderson Health System.
Yeah, and I'd like you to be able to stick around. We're going to go to a break here in about a minute and come back. I know our audience would love to hear some of those stories. Are you able to stay for another segment?
Whatever you'd like, I'm happy to stay.
All right, how about all day?
I got a lot of time.
Yeah, your perception of fear can be used as a benefit. It can be used as a deterrent. Explain what you talk about in this book. I think it makes great sense.
Well, I think my role is not to tell people what the right values are. I try not to be preachy at all, but I try and say you can declare a path forward. You can say that integrity and compassion and excellence are going to be your values, and you can find outstanding people, from the cleaning people to engineers to educators. You can find amazing people who are willing to pull on those oars with you and try and deliver both the product that you promised to, but also do it in a way that's good for people and good for the community around them. And so I believe that there's an opportunity to be strong and bold, but also thoughtful about who you affect with your actions.
Do you find leadership differs from area to area, whether it's personal, whether it's business? Are there rather vivid distinctions, or is it one general broad term that fits it?
I think people try and break it into lots of pieces, but I tend to not to. I think it's keeping it more simple and say, this is how you behave in your schools, in your faith community, in your business. It makes it easier if you're not trying to generate a different setup.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to return with Dr. Jeff Thompson, the host of Truly Values Your People, Inspire Your Community.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
All right, back, but just an announcement or two. I am delighted to have coming on in the next couple of weeks. We'll get the dates nailed down for you. Pat Buchanan, who's been a guest on this show many times in the past, he's still cranking them out. Pat Buchanan will be joining us on his new book about Trump. And also, one of my all-time, that's a very small list, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because they've all sold out. One of my all-time favorite senators, retired now in private industry, Senator Tom Corbett, will be a physician as well, and a tremendous senator who I think is, to just validate what's in this book, been tremendously socially conscious. He'll be joining us. We'll get you the dates. Now back with Jeff Thompson. He's an MD. The name of his book is Lead True. Live your values, build your people, inspire your community. You can get it by going through Forbes books. Jeff, what's important in this book, and I wanted to not mix it in the first segment here, were some examples, both in the medical industry and in business, of what you're trying to conceptualize for people to grasp. Could you cover some of these in both areas?
Sure. I think one of the things that was important is to say, what is the responsibility of businesses in general, healthcare in particular? We tried to look at what our responsibility to the community was. For example, we had a smallish community. We had a giant growing tech company in our town that was about to leave because the investments in them had run out and the only buyer was on the coast, and so it was going to leave our area. It was the fastest growing company, good job. The owner was redoing our waterfront area. So it was very important to the community. As a healthcare organization, we did careful due diligence, but then we spent 25% of our savings that had accumulated over 100 years, 25% of our savings to buy into that company, to hold it in town until we could find an owner that would keep it in our community. We thought we'd have to hold it 3 or 4 years. We held it only 16 months and then sold it. The thinking was we have a responsibility to do what we can to improve the health and well-being of the community. So that was 25% of our savings. There's a lot of boards wouldn't have the courage to do that or wouldn't have the discipline to follow through and make sure that this really was a good deal, or the durability to put up with all the criticism, which we did. But it worked. It helped the community. The company that then was 700 or 800 jobs is now 2,000 jobs in a county of only 120,000, 2,000 high-paying tech jobs was a big deal. So the thinking of these, using these assets called stranded assets, there's a book by Mickleby and some other folks called The New Grand Strategy, where they look all these stranded assets around the country, they're just sitting in portfolios that could be used to build our community. So we use that thinking to help build the community.
You got another example in another industry?
One of the things that was that in the book that talked about being thoughtful is in manufacturing. In Hill-Rom was a large manufacturing company that built beds, hospital beds, and they built a special piece that if the nurse pushed the button, the bed would automatically go to the lowest, safest position for the patient. And this worked well, and they got patented, and it was in all over the country, and everybody was using it, and then it crushed a child under one of these beds. And the lawyers and the finance people said, well, it's an anomaly, the safety people said it's an anomaly, and so they went on with their business. Less than a year, another child was crushed under one of these beds. And then they had a big meeting at Hill-Rom, and Jack Clausen was the CEO, and Jack listened to everyone, and the lawyers said, no, we're still okay, and the finance people said, hey, this is our biggest selling feature. This is so important. The nurses love it. Push a button, the bed goes down. It's just a statistical anomaly. And he listened to all that, and he said, statistics are not, finances are not. We're not going to crush another child. And everybody said, no, we'll destroy Hill-Rom. This will kill our business. He said, we'll figure out a way to grow our business despite this. And eliminated that feature called walk away down from all their beds. Said, we're not going to manufacture anymore. We're going to disable all the ones we have. And so this decision based purely on what are our values going to be, the life of a child is not going to be taken because of our worries about financial health. He chose to make a harder decision and then just said, we're going to make this work. He had the discipline to follow through. They did follow through. In fact, competitors used it against him to say, wow, we have this feature. But eventually, the hospitals, the nursing homes, the healthcare industry said, you know what? This is not safe, and we won't use it anymore. He ended up winning the day, and they got taken out of all the manufactured beds. Hill-Rom went on to do very well, and Jack Clausen's decision based on his values and then a pretty disciplined and vigorous follow-through won the day for his organization.
I love it, and there's a lot more in the book. I always said there's a big difference between listening to someone talk about what they're going to do and what they accomplish. You've taken it a further step. You said between doing something and accomplishing something. It's like hearing but not listening, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly right. I think leaders get into this all the time, that they get their ego involved in what's going on, and they, you know, if your ego is more important than the well-being of your organization or your staff or your people you serve, then you're going to be in trouble. But we made it pretty clear that no one's ego, including the CEO's, is more important than the well-being of the staff or the community.
All right, good note to end the interview on. The book is Lead True, Live Your Values, Build Your People, Inspire Your Community. It's written by our distinguished guest, Dr. Jeff Thompson, and published by Forbes Books. It's been a real pleasure having you on, Jeff.
Stu, it was great talking to you. Thanks very much. You have a great show, and we'll be happy to talk to you again. Thanks.
All right. Enjoy it. Enjoy the day. Stay out of the heat. We'll see you tomorrow. Stu Taylor.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,